We got a special treat for you here tonight. We're kind of working on some new material for our new album. I know we just had one just come out. We got some new material we're going to be playing tonight that nobody's ever heard before. So don't worry if you hear a couple of weird notes in there. That's just kind of our improvisatory part.
That's our jazz.
Yeah, we were kind of...
That's elements of jazz, you see.
We decided to become the harmonicists of bluegrass, where every note is okay.
What's a half step between friends?
You know what we're going to need up here on this here hot stage, Miss Bar People? We're going to need some cold water and some towels.
One of each for each up here,
if we could possibly do that. Can y'all hear us okay in the main very back?
They're not listening anyway, so it's quite all right. They're trying to pick up chicks, so
all
leave
right,
alone.
Good deal. They got their hands up in the air, so that's good. All right. There was a gentleman asking me earlier if we had CDs and things like that for sale.
We have CDs.
We got them for sale,
CDs like you don't even know.
We got also our new Bad Liver Bait Shop hats. Did we have our Bait Shop bottle caps the last time we were here? We didn't have them.
No, I can't remember.
Few of those for sale and things like that. They make excellent Christmas gifts. And also a memory of the evening. Look at there, there's one right there, a smiling guy. We got a feeling he's not going to be going home alone tonight.
If you know what I mean.
All right, Roadhog, Moran, and the Cadillac Cowboys up here. Well, we've been locked up in the van for a long time, so we'll have to forgive us for mumbling and kind of finishing each other's sentences and being very grumpy with each other.
Well, that's because we've been in the van for quite some time.
That's very true. Looking in the backs of each other's heads. And then seeing the road go, I don't know why it is when we drive for 14 hours and then when I go to sleep, I dream that I'm driving. And I wake up the next day totally exhausted.
You're tired.
So I have to get in the van and go to sleep, if that makes any sense. I have to explain that to you.
I don't even know why we bother with the hotels, because actually when I get home, I'm just going to take the van seat and just leave it in my bedroom.
Well, I've been telling my wife we're going to have to fix up our bedroom kind of like a hotel, because I can't sleep unless there's that bolted little thing across the wall on the other side. That's the nightstand or whatever bolted to the wall. The remote control screwed to the table there is nice. You know what I mean? A little plastic cup in there for the little white paper thing over the toilet and everything. Are we going on too long about this? That's because we're waiting for towels.
That's because one of the bartenders, one of them guys who's working so hard for you for tips and such. Why, looky there, my very own. Now, don't you even bother calling out no requests, because I got this big long list here of all these songs that we wrote that are on our records, and we're going to play them all, including tunes like the ones like this, like Ain't Nobody Heard No Place Ever Before.